Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, I know. Darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Greetings and welcome to Poetic Soul Talk Show. You are tuned in to One Man Poet this evening on the Poetic Soul Talk Show. My name is Dee Dee Wright. I am the host of Poetic Soul Talk Show. I am also the author of Poetry to Life, Youth, Struggle, Love, as well as a veteran teacher in the Bronx, Boogie Down, New York. If you haven't yet purchased Poetry to Life, please do so. It's available in hardcover, softcover, ebook format, AuthorsHouse.com, Amazon, BarnesandNobles.com, most places where books are sold online. Definitely support poetry. Happy National Poetry Month to all of you that are tuned in. We have a very special guest on this evening's One Man Poet. His name is Rick Herrera. Hopefully he will be joining us soon. Let me go through the protocols of the show for those of you that may be new to tuning in. First and foremost, welcome everybody, those who's listening on the phone as well as on the internet. If you have any questions or comments or you would like to speak to Rick or myself during the interview, please feel free to press 1 on the phone lines. You will go into queue and I will get right to you. If you are listening online, please utilize the chat box. Hopefully it will be working, and I will read your questions or comments once again on the air before the end of the show. If you do speak on the air this evening, please mute all background noise so that it doesn't interfere with us being able to hear one another. Everyone's voices are important, and we want to make sure that we can hear one another clearly. Also, please, from using any profanity, if you, I know Pat, poets can be passionate at times. However, we don't want to offend any of the audience members, so please refrain from any cursing at all this evening. Improv, once again. If you're not following the Poetic Soul Talk Show on blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, please do so by visiting blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife. The 2 is the number 2, and you can also tune into past episodes there, in which Rick Herrera, the guest on this evening's show, was also a guest in July on visual poetry. So definitely follow us online, as well as on Instagram, at Poetic Soul Talk Show. So we're going to be getting into the interview very shortly. Rick Herrera, who is a poetic homie of mine, as I refer to him, is no stranger to the Poetic Soul Talk Show, to poetry, to writing, to producing, to acting, and we are going to be discussing his upcoming show, The Naked Truth, very shortly, as well as he will be sharing some poetry with us this evening. Again, don't be shy. If you would like to speak to or ask Rick any questions, he's a fairly friendly guy and actually a comedian as well. So without further ado, I'm going to get to the phone line. Greetings, Rick. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. How are you this evening?
Yo, what's up, boo-boo?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing good, yo. It's been a crazy long day, but I'm doing very good. I'm glad.
Well,
what's going on with you?
I'm glad to hear you. I'm hanging in there. I was looking forward to this interview. For those of y'all that are tuned in, y'all are tuned in to One Man Poet this evening. And I thought for a moment there may have been some technical difficulties, in which case I was going to call Block Talk Radio and cuss them out. But thankfully, I didn't have to do that this evening.
Yeah,
so,
don't get ghetto. Don't get ghetto. I know that ghetto.
You know,
don't get ghetto.
Well, we get freebies like that. We get free months like that. So when it's their fault, you know, they got to pay. Pay like they weigh.
Oh, really? All right, so we put the blame on them. They definitely messed up.
I know. I was, like, about to panic. I'm trying not to stutter and trip over my words. Like, where is Rick at? And then I saw your number appear, so I was like, thank you, Jesus. So, Rick, it's been a minute since we've spoken. The last time we had planned to speak, you were sick. My daughter was sick. It was, like, frigid cold outside, so we had to postpone that interview.
Word.
And show.
I had a bad case of diarrhea. That shit was bad.
Oh, Rick, my God.
My fault.
Yeah, he's not
saying,
discreet
I'm being
at
honest.
All.
I'm giving the truth. I'm giving the truth.
You on Instagram with tissue up your nose. That's definitely the sick action.
Dude, I was everywhere. It was not good.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better at least. No diarrhea this evening. No tissue up the nose. We're going to kick it. Yes, talk about poetry and this show. So for those of y'all that are tuned in, feel free once again at any given time to press 1 on the phone lines. You will go direct queue, and I will get to you before the end of the show. If you're listening online, please utilize the chat box to send whatever questions or comments you may have, and I'll definitely read those on the air before the show ends as well. And so, Rick, you've been very busy recently, and I'm really excited about The Naked Truth. By the way, for those of you that are tuned in, if you haven't gotten tickets, you're really going to miss out. You need to go to Instagram and follow Rick, or rather, Rick, why don't you, before we get into it, just share how people can get tickets, follow you, learn more about you, see you with pics of tissue up your nose and all types of stuff.
If you want to follow me, it's at RH Comedy. That's on Instagram. And basically on Facebook is the same thing. Just put RH Comedy. To get tickets to my show, go to Smart, SMART, Tix, TIXX.com, 1X. And just put in the One Festival. And it's April 29th and May 1st at 8 p.m. And my show is called The Naked Truth. And that's how you purchase tickets. On the left-hand side, there will be a calendar. And just put in the date and the time. And you get tickets, $20 online. There's like a service fee charge. But,
right.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram, too. Well, I've been promoting it lately a lot. So the direction there is, too, as well.
Yes, and the day is coming fast. I mean, April is already half over. So in a couple of days, literally, you're going to be on the stage with The Naked Truth. And so I find the title, of course, because I'm a title person, very intriguing. Tell us a little bit about what The Naked Truth is and the journey to bringing it to this point.
Well, the story is about basically my life. It's a one-man show. I'm doing all the characters. And basically the journey that I had of growing up in Brooklyn, feeling the pressures of society, telling me what to be, family, pressures of family, and this journey of how I overcame those things to become the person I am today, you know, overcoming fear, negativity, and overcoming myself, because in life we are our own worst enemy at times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the biggest person that we have to face and take full responsibility. So it's a journey that I take you from Brooklyn and of to my life and everything that's surrounding it to that's attacking me, and me not taking responsibility until I reach a point where, you know, I'm going to take my power back and I'm going to learn these lessons and let go. And it's overcoming, it's a journey of overcoming. And this was an idea that I had, you know, I was working on the show for 3 years. I remember talking to you about it when I first was like,
yeah,
I want to do this, you know, and this is what I'm working on. And let me tell you, man, it's surreal. Everything that's happening now is surreal. And I always tell people, like, you know, whatever you got to do, whatever you want to do in life, just do it. Stop wasting your breath on saying why you can't, and find reasons why you can. And every minute, every 5 minutes that you work on that, it all adds up. And we are being guided from a higher energy and our own positive spirit that we came down with that's going to guide us there. But if you keep on taking a day at a time, you know, I went from having 2 pages to 100-something pages, cutting it up, getting where it needs to be for an hour. You know, so for me to say that I knew where it was taking me, I'll be lying to you. This show was a journey that I had to go through. But I didn't give up. That's the story of it. No matter how many times I felt insecure, no matter how many times I felt the fear, no matter how many times I doubted myself, I kept on doing it to where I'm at now, where I could stand on my 2 feet and say, look, I got here. I made this happen. And of course, I had people around me that supported me and helped me. But now look where I'm at now 3 years later. And everything that I'm feeling from the love and support from you and everyone that's seen the show and people from my job that's saying that, yo, I'm going to see you. It's amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's like, wow. You know, 2 years ago I was talking about this. 2 years now I'm about to go on stage.
Yeah, it to me, it resembles the journey and me publishing poetry to life. But even bigger than that and aside from that, because this show is not about me at all, you know, to commit yourself to something as deep as revealing yourself and who you are and how you came to be who you are and, you know, being comfortable with that type of exposure in the eyes of others and, you know, strangers and friends and I'm sure, you know, people that just don't know you on the level of which you're about to expose yourself in and of itself is such a healing process. It's just dope to me. I'm like, I just remember when it wasn't complete and you were, you know, working on it. And so I'm glad to be at least a witness to 2/3 of that journey. And I will be happily sitting in the audience on Friday, May 1st at 8 p.m. For those of you that didn't catch it, definitely follow Rick on Instagram at RH Comedy and on Facebook at RH Comedy as well, so that you can click on the necessary links to purchase the tickets to support this, because I feel like at some point these are the truths that we are going to all have to face. So how'd you come to the Naked Truth title? I mean, I could probably assume, but
yeah. Well, 2 years ago, when I decided that, you know, I was gonna write the show, you know, I got a message on the train one day, and I was just like, you know, I was really thinking about, at the time of this journey, stripping myself. I feel that we're our most free ever, where we had no insecurities, no doubt, no fears when we're babies. And when we come into this world, we're butt naked. And you could, a two-year-old baby could walk around Times Square butt naked, and he looking like you, like, hey, what's up? Like, he's not worried about what he got on. He ain't worried about nothing. He just said, I'm going to walk butt naked in Times Square. I don't care. He has no fears. He has no doubt. Those babies, when we come in, we're completely free. And then what happens, society and family and friends and everybody else start putting these clothes on us and these layers on us to be what they want us to be. When in reality, we came into this world knowing what we have to, and we're going to figure that out. But it's natural that these interference happen. So this show for me is taking off all the clothes and all the layers that society and everyone put on me to face myself in the mirror, to face my naked truth. And that's how I came up with the title.
Ooh, well, that's deep and dope equally. For those of y'all that are tuned in, y'all are tuned in to One Man Poet. We're kicking it with Rick Herrera this evening, and he just explained to us a little bit about The Naked Truth and his show coming up on both April 29th as well as May 1st. Y'all need to definitely go get the tickets. And so how do you feel? I mean, you said surreal, but it's like right around the corner, and, you know, much energy has gone into it. How are you feeling?
I was, 2 weeks ago I started rehearsals, so I was very, I was nervous, I had the same feelings that anybody would have when they, this is a baby that they're putting, that they created to watch grow up in 3 years, and now you got to put it on stage, so you're nervous of how it's going to come out, and you want the best for it, but during the rehearsals, of course, my spiritual teacher, Guru Enlightenment, and Victor Cruz, my friend, they're both the directors, and they've been helping me, and they've given me so much knowledge and so much things how to put this up, and I'm learning a lot, so I'm soaking everything in, now to the point where I'm feeling confident, and I'm excited to share this journey with people, because this is something that I'm still learning from, and I'm still learning from, the script and everything, like learning from the whole journey, and I'm excited to share that, all the lessons that I learned. And I just want to, like I said, I'm going to come out and I'm going to put my heart on that stage and I'm just going to, that's all I can do is go through the motions and remember that I'm doing this show for me. So I'm telling the story and reliving those moments. So I'm very excited, very excited. Of course, every
time I'm on the stage,
every time I go on that stage, no matter how many times I perform, it doesn't matter if it's poetry, comedy, you get the nerves. But I learned now that those nerves is excitement. So I'm ready just to get on that stage, man, and excited to share that.
Yes, I'm excited for you. I feel the energy already. I'm, probably going to cry, the sap that I am. And, of course, fellow poets that we slammed with will be there. So I'm just happy for you, Rick. Congratulations. I mean, throughout and up until and even beyond, that point where you were on the stage, just congrats. I said I needed your autograph because it may be worth money one day. I'm going to tuck it away in the safe box just because, never know when you might need to pawn it. Times get hard.
You never know when you got to sell that on eBay and you got to make rent,
Exactly. So I'm gonna be definitely trying to get the autograph. So we'll come back to The Naked Truth, but I kind of wanted to get into poetry a little bit. Have you been writing as much and as often considering preparation for the show for The Naked Truth? Has it stunted your poetry or not at all?
No, I still write when I get a chance, but there was a hiatus, I would say, for maybe 4 months or so that I didn't write because, I was working on a show. But recently I did write something, basically what I was seeing and the television, the cops abusing their power at times, and I could see both sides of the story. But what I've been seeing is a lot of negativity in this world and people getting fed up, with the police and what's been going on with the jobs. And, this world is going down fast, and, the media is not showing that. And it's a scary time, but they're not showing the scary times. And it's crazy. So I had the chance to just sit down one day and just write, because I saw that video of that guy getting shot 8 times. And I'm just like, wow, really?
Mm-hmm. Walter Scott. Yes, and so, I've asked poets on more recent episodes, due to the, unrest with society and politics and overseas and poverty and, education. Please don't get me started about the education. But, I've asked, what is the duty or the responsibility of a poet?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think the responsibility of a poet is to be true to themselves. You the only thing you can do is change yourself. And then if you're true to yourself, then the people that's gonna be following you, they can learn from that truth and they can relate to it. So therefore, you gotta be, I feel like as poets, be honest to yourself. And that could be like what you're seeing outside with your own eyes, your own family issues, your own insecurities. Be honest with yourself. Because the moment you be honest with yourself and let everything on that paper go, then the audience is going to connect to it. And most importantly, you're going to connect to it. Because you're writing for you. You're not really writing for anybody else. in the beginning. You're really writing for you. You say, yo, I want to get this off my chest. And then you do it. And then before you know it, yo, I felt that way. Yo, I felt that way. Yo, that's true. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to start connecting that because you connected with yourself first. So I think
the
responsibility.
And so do you think poets should be politically correct or not politically inclined at all?
Why should you censor yourself? It's your words. It's your honesty. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's your life. We didn't come into this world to live somebody, a government's life. We didn't come into this world to live Jesus' life or anybody else's life. We came here to start our journey and to figure it out. So why am I going to censor myself? You know,
right.
I have to come first before anybody else come first. I'm sorry. I have to work on myself first. You know, if that's what you feel during the moment, then that's what you feel. Put it on paper. Of course, you ain't going to, you know, if you're not a Jesus believer, you're not going to go to a church and then have a poem of like why you hate Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
There's a time and place for those things. But if you feel that you really hate, you know, this God, then write that out for you. Let your faith, don't be politically correct with yourself. Go in the corner somewhere and write that out for you. You know what I'm saying?
You said go in the corner somewhere because that's my metaphor. I'm always talking about being in the corner somewhere, trying to figure it out and connect the dots. That was a dope way to say it. Go in the corner and write whatever poetry is going to soothe your soul and reread it one day. So, you know, with regards to poetry, this is National Poetry Month, of course. Share with us your, and I know this probably going to be a difficult question. It always is, but I'm still going to ask it. Who would you say are your top three favorite poets?
Well, you're going to hate me right now because I don't really follow, like, I guess the norm of knowing all these poets. Just like I'm in the industry of acting and stuff like that. I'm not good with names with comedians and actors and stuff like that. But I will tell you, I find my inspiration and I find my creativity and, like, you know, this motivation through people like you, Gypsy Rose, my friend Aldi's, anybody that can. I feel like we're all poets because we all have enough writing and to let go. You know, writing is about us and letting go of feelings. There's a poet, Lemon Anderson. He's also an actor. I like the way he writes as well. But for me to single out three people, you know, one, because I don't really know a lot of, I don't really follow a lot of poets. That's one. That's me being honest. Because poetry,
right.
I started doing it for me. And then I went to a slam and the New York Weekend, and I'm like, yo, those poets who just went up there, they're dope. So I'm a supporter. And I'm a learner from every poet around me. And those people played a factor into what I'm doing today because I'm like, yo, if they have the strength and courage to go on that stage to talk about rape, whatever, themselves, then I have the same strength and courage that I can do that too. So,
yes.
My favorite, everyone around me. I love it. You know?
I love that answer. I'm not even mad at you. You know, you could have just said three very common poets, you know, Robert Frost, Emily Dickinson, and Maya Angelou, and that could have been the end of it. But that was that was a dope answer. I can't hate or be mad at you at all for that, Rick. Thank you.
No problem.
So, you know, moving forward, I just want to ask you your personal definition of the following three words. This is something I do on the Poetic Soul Talk Show from time to time, and considering the topic and who I'm talking to, I'm really curious to hear your answers. By the way, for those of y'all that tuned in, y'all are tuned in to One Man Poet. We are talking to Rick Herrera. If you're listening on the phone lines, welcome this evening. Don't be shy. If you have a question or would like to make a comment and join us, definitely do so by pressing one on the phone lines. I'll definitely get to you. If you're listening online, welcome. Please use the chat box, and I will read your questions or comments aloud on the air before the end of the show. So, Rick, define pain.
Pain are feelings and pain is what we have to go through to learn, and pain is needed for us to feel and to learn lessons and to become the person that we're meant to be. We cannot escape pain. It's there in life, already waiting for us. So, and instead of running from it, we should embrace it because we become stronger from it.
All right. Healing.
Healing is
healing.
Accepting yourself, accepting the situation that you're in that may cause you pain, accepting what is the being in the moment and learning from that. Healing starts when you accept it and learn from the lesson.
Okay. And, okay, so I have two more words. Forgive me. I got two more. Struggle.
I always used to say success tastes better with struggle. I feel like those are the moments that pushes us to the edge, pushes us to the limit, but the struggle shows us the strength and courage we had to overcome anything.
And finally, you almost said it. I thought you were going to say the next word. I was about to say, damn it, Gina, but you did it. Failure.
Oof, failure. Failure is beautiful. Failure takes us to the unknown, is what keeps on pushing us. It keeps one, it also tests us in doubt and fear. But failure, there's many lessons to be learned from failing. There's more success in failing.
You know, for each of those words that I gave you, Rick, you mentioned lesson. And, you know, maybe it's because I'm a teacher and this is what I do and this is what I'm conscious and aware of at all times. But
yeah,
it's just funny to hear you say that word in terms of defining each of those four, you know, as though those are all means to that end.
Thank you.
So tell me what provoked you to start writing way back when. What made you pick up a pen? If you could like explain that whole moment as vividly as possible.
Okay. I had so much inside my head and inside me that it was driving me crazy. Like, I had all these issues, all these problems, and I really, like, you would know I had them if I was close to you and we just randomly talk about anything, and I'll just talk and talk and talk, and I will feel better about it. I started writing because it was a way to let go and talk about what I'm going through. At least I can get it out my system. I can see it and physically put it on paper. I was okay with that. And also it was a release. It was a way to release for me. So I remember writing, you know, when I was, I really started writing when I was in 18 or 19, around there. And then and then I went to go see a poetry slam at New York Weekend. And I was like, yo,
I'm on. It's on and popping now.
Yeah, I was like, yo, I should do that. Like, I should just write. I was like, because I remember I was writing and I saw that show. I was like, oh, that's what I'm doing? I'm writing poetry? I didn't know. Like, you know, so then after that, I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to keep on writing poetry or just writing essays of how I feel. And then that's what happened. So, yeah. And it was a great release.
I mean, I've witnessed you slam. So, you know, in the flesh before me. And, it, you know, I don't know if for you, but for me, it's some form of a transformation. Like, on the low, you know, I'm a very introverted person. And that was part of my overcoming a fear with releasing poetry to life. You know, some of those poems were more personal. I'm like, oh my God, people are, you know, I'm kind of like a square.
Yeah.
But I had to create this alter ego in order to get on a stage at the New Eureka or get in front of a crowd of people and, you know, start slamming because, you know, I don't feel like that's who I am naturally. That's who my ego is. And she doesn't have those fears that I have. Do you feel like you have to also kind of split yourself in between two or personalities, or is this just your personality overall?
Well, at one point I did. For me to say, no, I didn't, I was going out there, it's just somebody else, and then now I'm not, I would be lying. Yeah, at one point I did. You know, there was a side to me that did comedy, a side to me that did poetry, and it was all different people. But what I had to learn on a spiritual level was that I was insecure to be that one person that was all already inside me. So after a while, I learned how to put everything together. So therefore, when I do poetry, it's Rick. When I do comedy, it's Rick. When I do the, you know, the shows, my man show, it's me. And it's, I'm not afraid to show sad Rick. I'm not afraid to show angry Rick. I'm not even afraid to show negative Rick, because all those elements and all those layers is part of me. So if I can accept that and become that person in those different phases, then I'm all right with that. At one point, I wasn't comfortable. So therefore, sometimes people have to create these things because they're not comfortable in those shoes. And it's okay, because we all been there. But once you start accepting it, then you could put all that stuff into one and become that person wherever you go. You know what I'm saying?
You're awesome, Rick. You are awesome. You are, like, such an inspiration. I'm like, oh, my, I have some work to do, which is beautiful. I'm not, you know, I'm listening to you, and you're really speaking to my soul right now. And, you know, for those of you that are tuned in, and not to get away from Rick and what he's saying, but I went to a funeral this morning. My great aunt passed away, and, you know, she was 84 years old, and, you know, the day before she passed, my daughter and I had this beautiful day with her. But my point is that the wisdom that she had, obviously, you know, attained over 84 years of being alive on this earth, you know, can't really be bought in a book. You know, you can't go sit in a college classroom and somebody tell you about, you know, life from the perspective of not living. And so I just feel like what you're saying, you know, through your poetry that I have heard, that I have read, you know, and even with your upcoming show, The Naked Truth, I feel like there is wisdom within that. And you're not like an old cat, Rick. You're not like, you know, 40 years old walking around like you did time and got 10 kids and 10 baby mothers. Like, that's not you. But, you know, those, it's not impossible for younger people to be wise. And for you to have come to this point, I just feel like you're a source of wisdom in and of itself, and I'm glad that I know you. And I just can't wait to see you progress further than where you are right now, because I'm sure the lessons you've learned will attribute to that growth.
Yeah, and thank you so much. That really means a lot. And, you know, the thing is that I'm not better than nobody, and nobody's better than me. Like, I learned from you. I learned from everybody around me, and the thing is, I allow myself to be open towards that, to do that. But you know, it's all up to the person of what they want to learn, you know, and if they're gonna allow themselves, because you know, society wanted them. If the news every day, when you turn on the news, if they said something like, "Well, you matter, you're beautiful, you have a purpose," then guess how many people are gonna believe that? We'll have the whole world believing that. There won't be no insecurities. They really wouldn't, but they don't want that. So
nah, they don't.
Everyone should know that you are beautiful, you are unique. You do have so much wisdom already inside you that you came with. If you only allow yourself to unlock it, then you'll be surprised how far you go and how much wisdom and knowledge you already have inside you. And all this stuff was, you know, taught to me, and as I'm going through life and stuff like that. And I learned from everyone. So give yourself
that. Amen. Well, there's the message. Ladies and gentlemen, Rick says himself, unlock that power within. And, you know, that's what I feel poetry does for me. I mean, I get it in a lot of different ways. And, you know, I think I'm a very deep feeler. I feel things passionately that people are like, what the hell is wrong with you? I mean, what's your problem? And, you know, I'm on the brink of tears. And that ability to feel things on that level, I feel is very strange. How much of your poetry includes your raw emotion? Of course, you're an emotional being. We're human, and that's a part of being human. But how much of your poetry involves emotions that you're feeling at the time?
Man, I think 100%, because every time I write, it's because of an emotion. Maybe I'm angry. Maybe I'm annoyed. Maybe I'm hurt. You know, I think every time we write, there's some sense of emotion behind it, because that's why you're writing. Even if you're happy, you're writing. There's an emotion behind it every time you write. So I think Yeah, you should always. I know for me, I'm not gonna say always, but every time I write, there's always an emotion behind it, what I'm going through.
What is your biggest? What's the emotion that inspires your writing the most? If you had to, you know, narrow it down or pinpoint it, which emotion would it be that inspires you to write the most?
What is? Let's see. Accepting the past. Accepting the past. Like, I don't have no control of the past. I only have the present and where I'm going. So in order for me to keep on going, I had to revisit the past and accept it and learn from it to become stronger. So a lot of my writing is some things that happened in the past, last week, maybe yesterday. It's always something that I want to let go that I may not think that I thought maybe I'll let go and didn't bother me, but no, I found that I didn't. So a lot of my writing is based on looking at the older version of Rick at times. And then there's a big percentage of like, why am I feeling this way right now? Let me write about it.
Right. The Naked Truth. Back to that. By the way, for those of y'all that tuned in, Rick Herrera has his own one-man show coming up on April 29th and May 1st called The Naked Truth. Please follow him on Instagram at RH Comedy. Please follow him on Facebook at RH Comedy. Please follow at Poetic Soul Talk Show, because I'm going to be reposting and snapping pictures. I will be at the event on May 1st. And so with regards to The Naked Truth and the process, because you said it was 3 years to write.
Yeah.
How long, I'm trying to figure out. So you've arrived at the point that you are now, and it's taking you X amount of time to arrive at this point. How do you feel about timing? Like, you know, this is like some type of, maybe it's a more spiritual question.
Right.
You know, arrival, is it something that's within your control? I mean, is it something that, you know, it takes a long time? Is it what you do? Is it just a natural occurrence where you're like, boom, I've arrived today.
Yeah.
That shit is over.
How do you feel about it? I wasn't in control of when I was going to get into a festival and other festivals. I wasn't in control of that. What I mean by that timing. The only thing I was in control of at that part or before that was me making sure that I write. I followed a schedule and I disciplined myself to write every day after work, you know, Monday through Friday, even if it's 1 hour, even if it's 30 minutes. I was in control of that, just writing, writing, writing. Did I know what I was going to write most of the days? No. Did I figure out what music I was going to write? No. I just allowed myself to be open and follow that discipline that I had, which took a long time to do, because we're all lazy sometimes. Let's face it, we all got lives that we got to do. You know, we go to work,
right,
stuff like that. But I told myself, if I could take 1 hour to make an excuse why I can't write, then I can make 30 minutes to write. You know, I can fix that. So I made sure I was in control of that. Now, I'm a firm believer in what I was taught as well. Once you start following that path of writing every day, letting go, before you know it, things is going to start forming right in front of your eyes. But you may not be awake to it, so you don't know what's happening. So all of a sudden, I'm creating a show, and I know I have, my goal is to make a show. That's my ultimate goal. My next goal is to put it in places, right? Boom. Those are two major goals that I want. Then my other goal is just keep writing. So I follow that goal every day, writing, writing, writing. Things started forming. I started getting messages. You know, hey, there's a festival coming up. You should apply for that. Okay, so let me keep on writing, get it to the point where I need to be. Before I knew it, I applied. Boom, didn't think none of it. Still had plans that I was going to put it up on my own at the theater. Kept on writing. I get the acceptance. Congratulations, we want you to perform at this festival. I'm like, holy crap. Then I'm like, I got months to prepare. I'm like, oh, my God. Then the fear, doubt comes in. Can I do this? Am I ready? I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. You know, took me a whole day to do that and say, no, you are ready. You got it to the point. Without even me realizing, I was already preparing myself. And the higher energy around me was preparing me for this festival, you know. So I wasn't in control of that time. And to tell you now, like someone else asked me today, I was like, yo, that works perfectly. Like everything happened. I'm like, yeah. everything is meant to happen for you if you go and follow your path and do what you have to do. Stop making excuses and find solutions. The moment you start putting that effort, then everything else will fall in place. And then you're going to be in situations like, yo, that's pretty crazy how it happened, you know?
In hindsight and looking back, you're like, oh, you know, this is fate. This is what was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And
even with you had a vision of writing a book. You was writing these poems, not even realize that one day you're going to publish a book. And then when it happened, did you have control on what day you was going to get someone to say, we're publishing your book? No, you had no idea. But what you did know is that you wanted to write a book, and you was going to write every day about these poems. And that's what you did. And then everything else fell in place. It's the same exact thing.
That's right. That's a great message to send. For those of y'all that are tuned in to Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening, we're talking to Rick Herrera, one-man poet, Naked Truth coming up. We're talking about life and poetry and his one-man show and the process of writing and learning and, you know, healing through things that we've been through. If you didn't catch the entire episode, definitely go to blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life approximately 15 minutes after the show ends at 10 p.m. and listen to it from the very beginning so that you can get all of this inspiration that I'm sure you could use this evening. I know I can. And so without further ado, I would like for you to introduce the poem that you're going to read because it's a more recent write, and I'm pretty sure you can do it better than I can.
All right, cool. This poem is called I Saw. I saw a man die today. He yelled, I can't breathe. I saw a man die today. 8 shots falling to his knees. Killing all niggas. The fire cell. Everything must go or we put them to jail. I opened up my eyes and this world getting worse. Only time people care is when you inside a hearse. The government sitting back laughing as their plan works. The media broadcasts negativity. The people support that energy. Now tell me, who's really the enemy? People only care is when they're affected eternally. How would you feel if I strangled your mother? How would you feel if I shot your only son? The world lost its love. Now it's filled with hate. I see people walking with anger, sadness, and pain. This world has no compassion or meaning anymore. The only time people come together is when there's a war. I don't feel connected with this world anymore. They told me lies, but I'm seeing the truth. My eyes don't lie. You should use yours too. I thought I saw a man die today. They can kill your body, but they can't kill your spirit. I saw, and that was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
What you mean that was it? That's enough. That's more than enough. That poem. You're welcome. See, and I often say I am too real for America. Like, I'm just too deep and I'm too real, and it's unfortunate in one way. It's a blessing and a curse. But Rick, that poem. Wow.
Thank you so much.
So you said that the Walter Scott incident with watching the cops shoot him in part inspired that?
Oh, hell yeah. That inspired it truly. Because I was, you know, like before that, I saw that video. Every now and then I glimpse at the news. I don't watch it. Like if I'm buying, I go out to diner and I go buy some eggs or whatever in the morning, I'll see just the headline, like war, chaos, whatever. And I'm just like, all right, I'm seeing it, but I don't really want to see it. And then someone shared a video of, you know, the cop shooting that guy 8 times in the back. And I'm just like, okay, let me write. Because right now I was annoyed and I was fed up. And I said, I got to let it out of my system because it affected me. I don't know the guy, but it just affects me where this world and humanity is going. So because I'm still in this world. You know, I may not feel like I'm part of this world, but I am in this world. And I still have a journey that I'm doing in this world. So I saw that, and I was like, I got to write. I got to let this go.
Yeah, that, you definitely let it go. You would have the right to drop the mic and leave the stage after that. Cisco, I'm not sure if you know of Rick, friend and family and supporter of the Poetic Soul Talk Show, dope poet too, just sent me a message saying that was fire, because he put like eight eyes. And he said he doesn't know why, but the word scheme reminds him of DMX without the voice, of course. Dope. That was his message to you.
Thank you so much, Cisco. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, and so I agree. I mean, that was just dope. But, you know, with regards to the world we live in, and, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, the pains that we often observe, you know, inspire poetry. Like, I have written poems, and I burnt them. I mean, I was young, of course. This is not, you know, for the last 15 years. But certain poems that I think if I hadn't burnt them, I actually regret it, might have been able to help me gauge my growth. They were just so painful that I didn't want to recall them. And then, right, you know, I just set it on fire, like with a lighter, to the tip of the loose leaf page. How do you gauge your growth? How does Rick gauge his growth as far as being a writer goes, and, you know, even being a human being? I mean, you did explain to us the journey in coming to write The Naked Truth and what you had to go through to get through it, but how do you gauge it without a pen or a paper? That's a better question.
Okay. One is, I have a spiritual teacher that helps me as well, and she doesn't charge, and she's a woman with many gifts, and she helps you in your life, and she has a website as well, Enlightenment, Enlightenment 273.com, and you could go on that website. And what she taught me is the mirror. Face yourself in that mirror. The mirror is one of the biggest tools anyone can use, because that mirror will never lie to you. And if you're lying in that mirror, that reflection is going to come back and look at you like, you're okay, whatever. You know? So my growth came from her, but she showed me my growth that I need comes from that mirror, because I'm looking and facing myself. And the moment you can do that, then you're going to see so much of what you're running from, so much pain, so much joy, so much of everything in this life that you've been through, but you're accepting it, and day by day you're letting go and facing yourself. So telling yourself in the mirror, I am worth it. I am somebody. I do have a purpose. I am smart. Even be honest, like, yo, I'm a jerk sometimes. Can I curse? No, whatever, I'm not going to curse. Oh, I'm selfish, you know? Being honest with yourself, and that mirror is going to help you get there. Why am I having a crappy day today? Because, you know, I was stubborn, you know, or maybe this person did this to me. All right, now how can I move on to find a solution to that problem? The mirror is a powerful tool that we can use that's going to give you that growth. Basically the mirror.
I mean, yeah. And, you know, what serves me as my mirror, not an actual mirror that I can look at. Yeah. It's funny, too, because when I'm sad or angry, I avoid the mirror. I mean, you know, selfies and this and that. But I won't, no, literally, I'll you know, wash my face and brush my teeth without looking in that mirror at all. I know I look like crap. I don't need to confirm it to myself by looking in the mirror, so I kind of avoid it. But, you know, on another level, my mirror is my daughter, and looking at her, and she behaves just like me, good, bad, and indifferent. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got to get myself together. You know, I'm creating a firecracker before she's a teenager, and let me calm down, and, you know, let me not cry in front of her. She's very sensitive. And so I agree with you 100%, not necessarily with that actual literal mirror, but anything that reflects you back to yourself kind of, like, checks you. You know, like, you can look at a person who is just like you, even your parents, even your siblings if you have, and you might see yourself in them, and you might not like the reflection, and which I think is the moment of truth. You know, if you're looking at someone like you and you don't like them, then that is the moment where you really need to sit down and reflect and reevaluate yourself on a deeper level.
Right. I agree.
Say that website one more time, Rick, where your spiritual...
It's Enlightenment, E-N, LIGHTMENT 273.com.
You may, those of you tuned in this evening, may want to check that website out. You know, all of these tools and resources and ways in which we can become better individuals is, you know, never a bad thing, even if you just got to jot it down in your handy-dandy notebook and maybe revisit it at some time in the future. And so, Rick, what do you hope the audience members gain when they get up to leave your one-man show? What, if anything, if you could summarize it in three sentences, what do you want them to say to themselves or turn and say to whomever may be with them?
I want them to say is like, wow, I feel the same way. And now I have answers that I can use and lessons I can use to better myself and my life. And the reason why I say that is because when I started writing the show, I shared with my spiritual teacher that, like, I learned a lot of lessons through her and how to accept my family and society and stuff like that. And I want to help people. I want them to inspire them, and I want them to fix their lives just like how you helped me with these lessons. And she told me, Rick, these lessons, they won't get it unless you get it first. So this show is not for them. This show is for you. And once I reached that level, which worked on me, I was like, then that's how the message is going to go to them. I really hope people are open to be like, man, you know, I can, he helped me learn. He helped me gain inspiration. He helped me look forward to working on myself with these lessons that he gave me. Because I care too much about people at times, you know, because I feel like if I can do it, then you guys can do it too. Don't listen to
that's
that
right.
World, you know. So, yeah. So I hope they get that from there, you know.
I think that those that are tuned in to the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening gain that in and of itself in this interview. And I'm not saying don't go see the show. I'm not saying Rick don't have more bullets, metaphorically speaking, of course, God forbid. But, you know, that Rick doesn't have more bullets to share. But, you know, it's very obvious that you've come to a place in your life where you are comfortable with who you are and even with whatever you may need to work on. And, you know, with as far as writing and sharing who you are goes, it takes a lot of courage to do so, and you can't do that without some type of growth and preparation. I'm just very proud of you. I really am. And I'm, you know, you're welcome, but to be a witness to it from the very early on parts to now, and, you know, that's how I feel about those that I've connected with on Instagram and Facebook, just knowing and learning who I am as a writer, not knowing me prior to. You know, it's like we are witnessing each other's lives and growing through each other's lives, and I just think that's super dope.
Yeah, I agree.
So what's next for Rick? Other than the Naked Truth, which is a very big deal, but aside from that, what is it that you plan to or hope to or will accomplish and do beyond the Naked Truth?
I would like to continue to work on myself and learn more, and, you know, continue on with my path and my dreams and goals. So what's next for me is to, you know, it goes back to the show. I want to milk this any way I can. So I want to go back to my hood in Brooklyn and hopefully connect with people with this show. I want to take this show on the road. And of course I have plans to write. Once I feel like I've pushed it to the limit, I have plans to write a second show because, as you know, this is an ongoing, my life is ongoing. So, of course, I have a part two to it, you know, where I got to solve that. So my goals is to keep on working on myself and become the person, become closer to the person I want to become in this lifetime. So, and also pushing my show to other people and other places around the world and stuff like that. So those are the next goals I want.
Well, listen, if you need someone to open up a show for you with a dope, you know, slam poem, you know, like
yeah.
the headliner, like, you know,
yeah.
Escape used to be for SWV. I'm your girl. Holla at your girl.
You
I'll be
you
there. I plan to be in the audience anyway. I might as well
yeah.
get up there and feel some of this energy. Oh, I'm so glad that I was able to do this interview this evening. I actually, you know, started to cancel. I've had a very sappy, emotional day and week. But I was like, you know, sometimes you need to seek inspiration. You can't just sit and wait for it to kind of fall in your lap. You need to actually get up and find it some kind of way. And so
right.
I believe that this show and this interview, as always with the Poetic Soul Talk Show, there's plenty of times I want to cancel. And I'm like, nah, I can't do it. You know, we do
right.
this for the people. But your message and that poem and what you've had to say, I hope that everyone has gained from. If anybody has a question or comment that they would like to make on the air, this is the last call. Please press 1 on the phone line. If you're listening online and you would like to do that, please utilize the chat box. And I will definitely read your comment or question on the air before the show is over in another 3 minutes and 22 seconds and counting. And so, Rick, if there's anything that I haven't asked you this evening, is there any message, any thought that you would like to share with the audience, something that may be, you know, on your mind or in your soul to say out loud to everyone, now would be the opportunity for you to do that, and we're listening.
Cool. Well, I just want to say that everyone has a journey in life. Everyone has a purpose in life. Yes, we all have fears, insecurities, doubt. It's all natural. All that stuff is natural, and allow yourself to go through those motions. Unfortunately, sometimes we need pain to grow and to learn from. But like I said before, those are lessons that's preparing us and giving us, showing us the strength and courage that we have inside. Everything that we need in this lifetime, we already have it inside of us. Don't listen to the world. Do not listen to society. Stay with a positive mindset and always look to push yourself. And the only competition you have is not everyone around you, but the only competition is the person that you see in the mirror, which is yourself. Because your ultimate goal is to become better than who you were yesterday and to become the best person you can become within yourself. So always focus on yourself, put yourself first, and always find a solution. Stop staying in negativity and problems. And then get mad at yourself that you're still there, because you're still putting yourself there. So if you're putting all your energy into a negative place, then guess what you're going to get? A negative result.
Negative. That's right.
Yep.
You
so
better preach, Rick. Your nickname is going to be TD Jakes. I guess it is. Rick, a.k.a. TD.
So just find a positive solution, man. All that energy you're wasting, you know, into a negative asset, use that for a positive reinforcement and be your own, you know, motivator and supporter, because the world's already against you. You don't want to add yourself to that list.
Amen. One last question, Rick, before I end the show. If you had to, and this is going to be difficult, but please don't take too long because we have 1 minute and 6 seconds.
Yep.
If you had to describe yourself using one word and one word only, what word would that be?
Powerful.
Uh-oh. We tooting our own horn tonight, Rick. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to be tooting your horn and bigging you up. Listen, everybody that tuned in this evening to One Man Poet, hopefully you enjoyed the show. You learned something. You were definitely inspired. Please follow Rick on Instagram at RH Comedy. Please follow him on Facebook at RH Comedy. Tell him the website real quick, Rick, where they can go purchase tickets to your show, The Naked Truth.
It's SmartTix, SmartTix.com, and just put in the one festival, and it's called The Naked Truth, April 29th and May 1st at 8 p.m.
Yes, and go see Rick and meet me in person, because I'll be there on Friday, May 1st. Thanks, Rick. If I don't talk to you before then, I will definitely see you on the 1st.
Thank
you
so
for
much.
Your time, your energy,
oh,
and
you.
The whole entire interview. You're very welcome. Everybody have a great night and weekend. Until next week, Thursday, please tune in. We'll be interviewing La Ciencia, also a part of the Instagram Poets Before Poetic Soul Talk Show. Please tune in and follow at Poetic Soul Talk Show to see updates regarding Rick and all of the other poets that I can find and share their thoughts and views. Have a great night.